Everybody to the Superhumanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us. I'm David. This is my wife, Jessica.
Hey.
And we're going to start off with a little bit of recap of last week, where we talked about coffee and all the great benefits and antioxidants that coffee brings to us. So if you want to learn about all the diseases that you can fight by having your daily cup of coffee, go back and listen to last week's episode. Make sure that you're following us on Superhumanistic on all the socials. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And this week, we are going to be talking about running and all the benefits of running, ways to get started with running and do it safely. I know I was a runner growing up, ran track and cross country, so got a lot of running in my background. I tend to stick to more elliptical these days, but don't mind going for a little bit of a run every now and again. So I know you do a lot of running. Yeah. What is your experience? And tell us about the benefits.
Well, really, all of my life, like my family was really big on taking us out to different parks, like with hiking trails. So we have always been into cardio. So a few weeks ago, you can go back and listen, but we talked about cardio and the different benefits of cardio. Running was one of the types of cardio that we mentioned in that video. So we thought we would go and dive in deeper into that. But ever since I was a little girl, we would always go to different parks, and whether it be walking, for us as kids, we would run. Even in high school, I never was in like cross country or track, but I always loved to go and just run. It's for me, there is that runner's high, and I know people are like, what is that? There's no way, that can't be. There's no runner's high. You guys are making that up just to try to get people excited to go running. But truly, I can feel it when I've met like my max heart rate. You get that adrenaline rush. And so ever since I was a child, we would always go to different parks, whether it be walking as our cardio. As kids, we would always run. So there are so many different benefits of running. In high school, I wasn't actually on like cross country or did track, but I did run consistently. So benefits of running for at least, you want to aim for 10 minutes a day. It can be a jog, so you don't have to go super fast with your runs. I know for those on the treadmill, typically a 4 for me is like a jog. 4.5 would be actually a jog. 4 brisk walk. Treadmill speed of like 5, 5.5, 6 typically would be a good run. I do try to aim, if I want to push myself to get that adrenaline rush, to do like a 6.5 on the treadmill or just outside in general. For me, my favorite type of running is running outside in nature. So you're aiming to do at least 10 minutes of running at a higher speed. You can then drop down to like a jog for 10 minutes as well. But some of the benefits would be that it does lower, just like what we talked about in our cardio video, it does lower that risk of cardiovascular diseases by half. It lowers your resting heart rate, and I can attest to that. The more that I am doing more high levels of cardio activity, especially with running, I do see that my heart rate, so we use Fitbit, and we're always looking, it's like a competition for us, kind of. But we always look at our scores, and one of the scores that Fitbit tells you is your resting heart rate. And your resting heart rate is a good sign of your overall health in general. So the lower your resting heart rate is, the better or the more healthier you are. So I will say that since starting up with my running routine again, my resting heart rate has decreased, and my score for Fitbit has gone up in the sense of being healthier. So resting heart rate will decrease the more that you're practicing running or a higher level, like jogging, something higher level cardio activity. Running does help with sleep, of course. So you do get better sleep. Of course, we talked about during our cardio video that you don't want to run or do any like really hard workout before bedtime, just because then your endorphins are running and it's going to be harder for you to fall asleep. But if you do incorporate running or some sort of cardio activity within your routine, you are going to end up getting better sleep. Again, my sleep score, now that it has been summer and I'm doing more running throughout the summer, I am seeing that my sleep score is going up as well. So there are things to that. It improves your knee and your back health. So again, another episode previously, we talked about the posture. You always want to focus on your posture in running too. The more oxygen you're able to get into your lungs, so the better posture, the more that you're opening up your lungs, the more oxygen you're going to get into your lungs, so then the better you'll be able to run, not only with speed, but your endurance during running. So running does help with your posture, so it keeps your back muscles really strong, and it also helps with your knees, right? You're keeping them moving, you're keeping those joints moving, so it is going to help with your knees and back. It improves your memory. You're constantly having to think about where my next step is going to be. There's always some sort of obstacle in my way when I go running, especially if I'm running outside, snakes, spiders, sticks, logs. So you're constantly having to think on the go when you're running. By increasing your heart rate and sweating, the size of your hippocampus, that's how you say it, I believe, also increases. So that is the part of your brain that's responsible for your memory and learning. So scientifically, it's proven that with running, because you're sweating and your heart rate is boosting, that the blood flow is having to be pushed through and your brain actually is getting bigger. So it does help with your running, helps with your memory and with your learning. You do get fewer colds. So another benefit is with your immune system. Running triggers your immune system, which helps you to feel better, and you get sick less often. Again, if I'm having to take a break from my usual routine of cardio and like running, jogging, some sort of like higher intensity cardio, I do find myself starting to get sick. So making sure that you keep up with a higher intensity like running will help with keeping those colds away. Increases your mood, gives you more energy as well. So running does boost your mood, your concentration, and your overall quality of life. Yes, runner's high is real. I talked a little bit about that to begin with, but you do get that the high as you're running, and it helps you to feel less stressed throughout your day then. And just keeps your overall body, mind, for me, mind, body, soul, all being really healthy when I am running. So kind of getting into how to set goals. I always set some sort of goal, whether it be I'm running inside on a treadmill or outside on some sort of like track, or for me, preferably, I like to run on the dirt or like grass, just because I find that concrete or blacktop is harder on my knees. So running on like dirt or a softer ground does help with that. So there's another tip for you to start with running if you aren't a runner, or if you're running inside at the gym, running on like a incline is going to also help with your knees. So two different ways to start with running, but setting a goal. So outside, usually if I'm running outside, I set a goal of like how far I want to go. So whether it be I'm going to run for 2 miles today, Maybe it's a pace that you want to set a goal for. Today I'm going to run 2 miles and I'm going to make it in this amount of time. Those are some ways that you can set goals. If I'm inside on a treadmill, I'll set the goal of like running at a certain number speed, so like a 6.5 at this certain incline. So kind of setting goals for yourself is a good way to get started with running. Of course, making sure that you're eating healthy. You're gonna notice that you're able to maintain your endurance throughout your runs once you've had a healthy, well-balanced meal. Usually you want to get more carbs in before you go for runs, and I know you can speak to that maybe looking back at your running days when you were...
Everybody loved those big spaghetti team dinners. Yes. Prior to a race the next day.
Yeah, so high carb meals usually is good if you're going to be running for a really long distance or wanting to make a certain speed with running. If you're just running for the fun of it, you still want to make sure that you're getting some good meals in, whether it be both, right? Before you go for your run, making sure you drink plenty of water, but also after your run, usually at the end of like all of the 5Ks that I've completed, they'll have bananas, really good potassium for your muscles to be able to absorb. So you wanna make sure that you have a well-balanced diet if you're gonna start running. Don't run right after eating. So you do wanna eat it the night before. As my husband said, the dinner before our big race day, usually in the morning, you're going to want to make sure that you're drinking enough water so that you're not getting dehydrated throughout your run, but not eating. Like, you don't want to eat a lot right before you go for a run. After the run, of course, fill up on those healthy smoothies, bananas, apples, still keeping a well-balanced diet there. Drink plenty of water right before your run, during your run. You'll always see those people if you start running and you decide you want to do a race, whether it be a 5K or like a 10K, there's going to be people out there that have water. So make sure that you're staying hydrated even while running. And then again, after your run, make sure that you get the water. My body will tell me when I'm thirsty, and definitely can tell that after my run, I'm like downing my big gallon of water that I bring with me. And then taking breaks. So I think most important thing here is that, yes, running is good and everything that we're talking about is good for our bodies, for our physical health, but also keep in mind that you want to listen to your body. So maybe you had a really good run, but then the next day, take a break, right? You want to get those rest days in just as much as we're getting those physical activity days in. You want to make sure that we're also resting in between. Our bodies need that rest day in order to be ready to go again for the next week of working out or for running. It needs to recharge, right? The muscles need to get recharged. They need to rebuild and be ready to be able to work out. We'll get less injuries that way too. So taking breaks, also equally important in everything that we are talking about.
Yeah, a lot of great benefits there with running. So just to remember that running strengthens your heart and improves circulation. So that's great for your heart, your veins, your body, and a lot of health benefits come along with that. And bone and muscle strength are also increased because you have a weight-bearing exercise. Running helps build those strong bones and muscles. So it's a great workout to incorporate into your routine. Longevity. Running has been associated with longevity, reducing the risk of death from all kinds of various causes. So running is great if you want to live longer as well. And just some tips to safely run. You always want to plan your route, you know, choose well-lit, familiar routes and avoid high traffic areas. Want to avoid those cars, of course. I always say you never want to go up against a car. Be visible, so wear some bright running clothes, maybe something reflective. That way people can see you, especially in low light conditions, if you're running in the morning or in the evening. Stay alert, just kind of keep an eye on your surroundings, as you were mentioning earlier. Kind of avoid distractions and something that may prevent you from seeing people or cars approaching you. Run against traffic is a great tip. So when running on roads, face the oncoming traffic to increase your visibility and reaction time to any kind of potential hazards that are coming your way. Warm up and cool down. Start off with a light jog, a little bit of a stretch. Make sure you kind of get those muscles warmed up, and that way you're going to prevent any kind of injuries. And then end with a cool down period as well. You might want to end with maybe a 5-minute walk and just kind of stop a little bit early, walk the rest of the way home or wherever you're going to, your car, etc. And that's going to be a great way to warm up and warm down. So make sure again that as my wife mentioned, you listen to your body and start gradually. So I think a good challenge for them this week would be to maybe start with 10 minutes of running. And, you know, time yourself, get started slow. Again, get that warm up done. It's a little bit of a brief jog or stretching. Run for 10 minutes and then do a 5-minute warm down. Mm-hmm. All right. So that would be the challenge for this week.
Let's aim for at least 3 days. So 30 minutes of running total for the week, 10 minutes. Don't do it back to back. Try to do it like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or alternating days, however you want to do that. But 30 minutes total, 10 minutes per day.
All right. That's one way to get started with running. Make sure you're also incorporating other cardio into your weekly routine. Go back and listen to a recent episode about cardio if you want to learn more about how long you should be doing cardio each day and each week. Running is just a part of that. Make sure that you follow us on Superhumanistic on all the socials. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Thank you.